So for the next half hour or so, with the Lord's help, we would like to just open up for any discussion, questions. Certainly, we hope to be able to address any questions, and if they are not, as you've written them down, we'll try to do that some other time. When the brother was speaking, he mentioned the last 12 years. And I wanted to just bring before you a verse to perhaps encourage each one here. Because in 12 years, you can look back to this point right now and say, what has happened in those 12 years? That is the uniqueness of every single moment of your life. Every moment it passes, but there's something defined for you at that moment to receive and enjoy from God. I just want to turn real quick to Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1, and I want you to put yourself in the place of this prophet. Ezekiel 2, verse 1. So right now, seated here on these somewhat comfortable or not benches, you're here. And in chapter 1 of Ezekiel, you can read it on your own. The prophet was witness to the wonders and the glories of God. It was something that would provoke from anyone adoration and worship. And this is what the Lord says to him in verse 1. And I want you to listen as if this is the Lord speaking to you right now. Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And so for this day, and any time you gather with the Lord's people, or any time you open the Word, just stand in His presence, and this is after He has bowed down and worshiped, and listen to what the Lord has for you, because He has something unique. He is not giving us one line of thought we are to sit here and try and absorb it. No, there is something unique for each of us. So it may be helpful to open up the scriptures, and some of them that Brother highlighted, present to us a sort of radical, if you will, definition of freedom. If you think of freedom, if you ask anyone what freedom is, it means, especially if you ask a young person, especially with one without the Lord, you probably would know better the answer the way I'm going to. But if you said to someone, what is freedom? It means I can do whatever I want. I can go where I want. I can say what I want. I am free to do as I like. But perhaps just to provoke some discussion, there is a verse in Scripture that says exactly that. And it is the last verse in the book of Judges. And we know what happened. We know what path the Jews were on. And we know how it ended up. And that verse says every man did what was right. There was no king. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. Now that is the world's definition of freedom. But that is not scriptural. That is not God's definition. And we know that the brothers seem to bring before us that it is in His presence, knowing we are nothing, and without Him we can do nothing, knowing it is through Him that we can exist and live and worship and be free and have Christian liberty. That is perhaps just a brief way of looking at freedom. But in Judges, there it was. They did what was right in their own eyes. And you have at every moment, you have that choice. Am I going to do what's right in my own eyes? Or am I going to do what's right in God's? Am I going to do what He has for me? Because the end result of the Jew is still continuing right now historically. They are blinded. Read it in Romans 11. As a nation, they are blinded. They are lost. They are not God's people. As a nation, officially. And so, freedom, from the world's perspective, is really just slavery to sin. So perhaps just to open the discussion with that.
Let me say to the young ones, I encourage you to be at liberty if you have a good comment. But feel free in such a setting to also ask the question, if they mean it right. Feel free to ask the question, because that's the time now of the group discussion, that's the reason. We want you to get it. We want you to understand. So please feel free. We like to hear your participation in a sense of quick comments, right to the point, and then if you have the question, you can ask it verbally rather than written. I'm going to ask a question because I need to learn a lot after I heard this. We have heard the defining of freedom, and I'm wondering also with it if the brothers could help us to define also the word worship. It's always helpful to define the words that we are listening to time after time. And as we have heard that God brought us into the highest thing that he desires us to do. So I'm wondering if we can get some help so that you all might understand it. Also the word worship. What does it mean as far as scripture is concerned?
Perhaps very quickly, the Greek word is proskuneo, for those of you who may be interested, and it has in it the thoughts of adoration, even fawning, prostrating, and to sort of maybe put that all together. It's making yourself small in the presence of one who is great. Just leave it at that. That's one way of looking at worship.